So today, as your well-wishing friend, I would like to introduce you to the true yoga through the Vedic texts and ancient Vedic culture. Throughout history of the world, great sages, munis, rishis, they have always practiced some form of yoga system. And out of all munis, yogis, Patanjali and Kapiladeva, especially Patanjali, he propagated a strong yoga system which has 8 limbs for yoga, 8 different steps, and it starts with controlling senses, controlling mind, observing different restrictions that are not useful in spiritual life. And he also considered in one of those steps of yoga ladder that one's body also should be fit to perform yoga. So ultimately, dhyana, dharana and samadhi, ultimately one should come up with constant concentration without any deviation on God, who has form. Formless God means God's energy, especially in the form of light. God is effulgent, an unlimited effulgence coming out of his body every minute. So, over a period of time, people forgot about reality and they start meditating on his transcendental effulgence or his sound vibration, Om. Om is God's, Lord's holy name. And because he has a name, he also have personality. So, coming back to the point that when Sanatana Goswami met Lord Chaitanya, on the very first visit, he asked a very beautiful question, even though he was a learned scholar himself in Varanasi, in Kasi, he met Lord Chaitanya and he asked this very first question, Ke ami, kene amar jarita patrai, ya nahi jani ami, ke mane hita hai. That, who am I don't know. And how I can become most successful, fortunate in spiritual life, that I don't know. Please instruct me. So on very first sentence, very first talk, very first idea, Lord Chaitanya answered him naturally that Jivera Swarupa Hoy Krishna Nityadas. Our identity is spiritual, and that is we are spirit, soul, jiva, atma, spirit within this body. And what is the ultimate good, ultimate topmost goal that one should attain? Being a spirit, soul, part and parcel of God. He said that one must link up with God, and with that linking process, in another serving process, one must develop pure love for God. And if you develop pure love for God with that linking process, yoga, then automatically you love His creation, fellow being, neighbors, cows, birds, beasts, His whole creation. So this is the aim and goal of yoga system, that somehow or other we serve God, Jivera Swarupa Hoy, Krishna Nitya Das. We serve Das. We serve God. And for serving God, your body has to be fit. And for that, Patanjali is introducing a different asana. The aim of doing different asana, exercise, or asana, different postures, exercise. So those asana are meant to make body fit, mind fit, to serve God. That's idea. If your body is not fit, how can it serve? It's not possible. So one of the Ashtanga Yoga's anga, one of the Ashtanga anga of yoga system is called Ashtanga Yoga. 8 different ladders, different steps you perform to reach to the goal. That is Ashtanga Yoga. So one of the steps is keeping body fit. But why to keep body fit? That everybody forgets. Why to keep body fit? So that we can serve God with fresh and sound mind and heart and body. Actually, ultimately, yoga should lead one to the heart. From mind, you enter into the heart. And within that heart, Lord is residing, we are residing, spirit soul and super soul is residing. And because of that, within the heart, through yoga process, we can develop love in the heart for Lord. So this is real yoga. This is real yoga. Somehow or other, we become lover of God. And that is linking process, link up with God. Yoga. Yoga means right now, today, there is yoga between you and me. So, what is that yoga between you and me? That we are connected today, right now at this hour. I can see you, feel you, walk with you, talk with you, eat with you, think with you and exchange loving reciprocations with you. So this is yoga, to link up, linking up. We have been linked up today. That is what word yoga means. Yoga means to link up with God. So it is very easy and very sublime, topmost. It's not very difficult if we want to make it simple. So, yoginam api sarvesham madgatena antar atmana sraddhavan bhajato yoma te yukta tamo mata. In scriptures, God is saying that out of all yogis, that yogi who is serving in love and devotion, he is the topmost yogi. Yoginamapi sarvesham madgatena antaratmana. That his mind is always concentrating on me, God, in his real form, one who is meditating on me. And then, yoginamapi sarvesha, madgate nantaratmana, sraddhavan bhajato yo ma, and one who worships me, bhajato, bhajadhatu, worships me. Sraddhavan bhajato yo ma, te me yukta tamo matha, that is the topmost yogi. So, even in the ordinary sense, in ordinary way, without any intelligence, even if we think that what is best for serving or linking up or connecting yourself with yogic process to God, whether it is just meditating, just concentrating, or serving and concentrating, or just serving. Just like your wife is at home and you come from work and your wife says, I meditated, I concentrated, I practiced yoga on you all throughout the day. But I did not cook for you, I didn't want to serve you, I didn't cook for you, or I did not do anything that is needed to be done for you. I just meditated. I just did exercise for you. And you please be happy with me. I am linked up with you. And every day she is linking up with you through yoga, gymnastics, some exercise, and tells to her husband, I am linked up with you and I am doing exercise for you. So, how long that yoga will last for her? It's just an exercise. It doesn't please your husband. Yes, it will please him as much as that you remaining fit to serve him. But you cut off service and just remain fit. They say, keep the shape. They want to be in shape. So I keep myself in shape. Beautiful, nice form. And supposedly that shape should please the husband. But how long that shape is pleasing without service, without cooking for him or without doing something for him? Not much longer. It may please him for a day or two or whatever. Your shape, your exercise, your shrungar, your beautiful makeup, beautiful clothes, without. So this is concentrating on him, wearing for him, keep safe for him, but without serving him. This is also seva, service, but this service is meant for his real service, that you cook for him, you clean for him, you raise children for him, you do so many things. Then these other things will be complementary, that you have said, you meditated on him, or whatever you are doing. So same is the case with God. We are part and parcel of God, the spirit soul. Soul is part and parcel of God. And that's why soul has to serve God. And one of the services you can say is meditation. One of the services. And in order to serve him, he has given you this body, mind, intelligence, everything, so that you can use everything that he has given you to serve him. And that is real linked up process. That is real yoga. Yoga means to use every limbs of your body, every organ of your body, to please the organ or limbs or senses of the Lord. And that is real yoga. Sarvupadi vinirmuktam tat paratvena nirmalam rishikena rishikesha sevanam bhakti ruchyate. That God has given us everything so that we can use everything that is given by God in His service. And that is linking up. I am linking up my house with Him so that I made a very beautiful altar and lords in my house, and my house is temple. Or anything and everything like that, we can connect with Lord. Whatever you cook, you should offer it to Lord. And that is also yoga. 1 hour, 2 hours you cook in the kitchen with the meditation that what God will like to eat today, how He would like to eat, how I can make nice preparation for Him. So that is yoga, linking up everything. Yoga means to linking up everything that we have in His service. Why? Because everything belongs to Him. Everything is produced by Him. And that's why everything is meant for His pleasure. Just like I produce something. I produce house so that I can enjoy house. I produce children so that I can enjoy children. I produce whatever I produce. That is meant for my happiness, enjoyment. Similarly, everything emanate and emanate. Me, you, this world, everything is produced by God. And that's why everything is meant for His happiness. Very natural. So yoga means to link up. Means to link up everything that we have, link that up with the God. And that is real yoga. Mind, intelligence, your house, your money, your everything, you should link up with God. And that linking with Him is called yoga. So, nowadays, all over the world, the term yoga means different asana, different exercise, and that's it. But asana meant to keep your body fit. And why to keep your body fit? So that you can serve, link up your mind, intelligence, body to God. And that is yoga. You want to remain fit so that you can link up everything to God. So this is the real yoga system. So, jivare swarupo hai, Krishna nitya das. We are eternal, we are being spirit soul, eternal servant of God. Small little young son, he is servant of his father and mother. If he serves his father and mother, then he is happy and father and mother is happy. But he just goes away from father and mother and scolds them and not remaining linked up in yoga with father and mother, then he is unhappy and father and mother is unhappy. So same thing with us. Spirit soul supposed to go back to father and serve him and link up with him through service. And this is called real yoga. In other words, yoga system, it's not even yoga. It is gymnastics. It is total gymnastics. Unless by that yoga you make your body very much fit and use that body for serving Lord's mission, serving Lord's devotees, serving, then that is called real yoga. You have to use fit body in His service. But that top portion has been cut off. Yoga means just to exercise. And with that fit body, I enjoy myself. Not Krishna enjoy, or God enjoy. So, this is, you know, this is not yoga. It is called gymnastic. Just to keep body fit and live little longer. And what is the use of that? Living little longer. Trees are living way longer than us. So tree is fortunate. Tree is happy. Tree is more than us. There are some trees in this world, in Slovenia, Croatia, that live 2,000, 3,000 years. Big fat trees and tall, maybe 200 feet tall. They live longer than us. They are very healthy. So much wind, so much, you cannot move, buzz them. So strong, those trees. So they are fortunate? No. Vastra kinna sasantika, a bell of the blacksmith, doesn't take more air than us. And we can take more air. And we become fortunate? No. The bell of the blacksmith, it takes more air than us. And tarava kinna jivanti, vastra kinna sasantika. Na khadanti, na medanti, kim grame pashavo pare. The beast, the cows, the buffalo, do they not eat more than us? And because they are eating more than us, they are more fortunate or they are more happy than us? So this is not the goal of life. To remain fit or to remain very strong or healthy. The goal of life, which is yoga, which is to link up, that is to link up with God. That is the goal, to link up with God. The real yoga means to meditate on God, to form Krishna, Narayan, Vishnu, so many forms like that, Narsimhadev, and so many forms, Ramchandra. The God is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So we must meditate on this personal aspect of God and serve this personal aspect of God, and at the end develop that pure love by meditating, by serving. When you meditate, then you become like whomever you are meditating on. There is a good example in Srimad Bhagavatam. One bhamari, a bumblebee kind of bee, and a silk worm. So that worm makes a very small house and gets trapped in that house. And that bhamari every time comes and bites very badly. It bites that worm. And that worm is always concentrating, meditating on that bee, that it will come and bite me. It will come and bite me. Meditating constantly, intense meditation, that it will come and bite me. So comes and bites. And every time comes and bites. Every time comes. So that worm, due to the intense meditation on that bee, it becomes exactly, it turns into that bee because of its meditation. So this is the idea of meditation or yoga, that you concentrate on personality of Godhead, and then with that concentration, meditation, yoga, you will become like Him. Not Him, not that you will become God, but godly qualities. He is lovable, so you become lovable. He is very powerful, so you become powerful. He is very opulent, you become opulent. So you take up that godly quality through the meditation, through this meditation, intense meditation. So this is what yoga means. But yoga nowadays stops at exercise level, which is not yoga. It is just exercise. And it is not Yoga. Yoga means to link up with God. So the best form of yoga is that you concentrate your mind on God, personal aspect of God, mainly Krishna. And if your mind is very restless, then you practice every time you bring him back and focus on Krishna. Every time he's run away, bring him back and focus on Krishna. So, avyasena kaunteya vairagena cha uchite. Constant practice of bringing that mind back to the focus on God, Krishna. That is real yoga system. So I'll stop here. I put it as simple as I can so that you can understand what is yoga means. This is a real yoga that is explained by Patanjali or Vyasadeva or Vaisyasika and so many thinkers, philosophers. Any question? So how important food is in yoga system? Very important. It's very important. You also say that you are what you eat. So if you eat chicken legs, then your body will become a chicken. And your cells of your body will become of chicken legs, hog nose, and meat, and red meat, and yellow meat, and most of the time rotten meat. They rot meat in order to make it tasty. So, it's very important that your body is made up of what you eat. Very simple. So there are certain food in mode of total goodness, pure goodness, which is called prasad, offered, vegetarian meal offered to God, Krishna. And that is on transcendental level, that food, which you will taste today. So that is on transcendental level. You are what you eat. If you eat pure food, then your body will become of a pure food, pure body. If you eat food in mode of ignorance, meat and mushrooms and certain kind of meat like fish, eggs, meat, red meat, especially cow's flesh, very, very bad for you. Because it will bring you unlimited karma, unlimited reaction to the sinful activity. So that food is very bad. So meat, fish and eggs is a food in mode of ignorance. And it is not natural food for human consumption. Just like if I ask you to bite a chicken and then eat the chicken right away without cooking it. Just bite it, eat it. And then I tell you to digest it. And I tell you to take it out through your instant time in say 4 hours time, 5 hours time, 6 hours time. You cannot do it. Why? Because it is not natural food for you. But for tiger, it's natural. Bite chicken, eat it right away, take it out in 4 hours. Instant time is very small and just comes out. In our system, the meat will remain in instant time for 24 hours and it will rot more in the instant time. And then at the end, it will create disease in your body. It will create disease in your body. Because it's not natural. They say that every 7 years, every cell of your body becomes new. Old cell, they are dead, and 7 years, every single cell of your body changes. So you have opportunity, if you eat this horrible, nasty meat, then your body will become like that. And your intelligence, your mentality, your thinking, your mind will take up that quality of what you eat. Suppose I give you $1 million worth of car, and you are very attached to that car. The car is very dear to you. So would you like to put kerosene? Pure. You would like to put topmost unleaded, maybe 100% octane, 97% octane, 100%. Very beautiful fuel you would like to put in, not some. So we are putting fuel in our body. Food is a fuel. And body, anything that is most dear to you, then that is your body. Not your wife, not your husband, not your children, not your house, money. The first and foremost, most dear thing to you is your body. People spend millions of dollars just to plan the heart, plan the liver, transplant liver, transplant kidney, because body is very dear to them. So this beautiful body which is dear to me, should I put garbage in it and make it graveyard? Is it a good idea? People put garbage. Of course I like pizza, but pizza is also like that. I love pizza myself, but maybe not anymore. But pizza is also white dough and lots of happy cheese and no nutrition, only dough and cheese, that's it, fat. No nutrition, no fiber, no nothing. So you don't want junk in your dearmost body. Body is very dear to you, so you want to give body a right, nice food rather than junk food. So this mode of ignorance food, meat, fish, eggs, and so many other stale food, stale meat, is ignorance. A very bitter, very hot chilies, too hot. This is all mode of ignorance, it's no good. Mushroom. So there is a mode of passion food. Passion, this fast food. It's junk food, of course, it's, but vegetarian fast food is like mode of passion. And mode of goodness means nice fruit, apple, orange, dried fruits, almond and walnut, etc. And nice fresh vegetable, grains, etc. More of goodness food, banana, all tropical fruits. Any fruit is more of goodness, except that they are not too bitter or too sour. All fruits are in more of goodness. And that is natural for us. You can bite the fruit and you can eat it and you can digest it in no time. It's natural. Very natural. Chapati or bread, we make it little unnatural, but it's natural for wheat, rice. You can eat raw rice, raw wheat, you can eat also. But it's not advisable. But it is natural, that's the point I'm making. That it is very natural food for human consumption. Natural food, which we can break down very easy. And we can digest that very easy. And we can extrude that very easy. That food is in mode of goodness. So natural food for us is vegetables, grains, beans. This is natural. Most natural is salad, fruits and anything that you can eat raw, or there are raw vegetable eaters here in this country. Of course you can cook. Cooking nice food is not prohibited. It is also more goodness. Bread, soup, dal soup, lentil soups or whatever, which our body can break down very easily. Meat, your body cannot break down very easily. You need strong acid to digest meat in your stomach. But vegetables, you don't need that strong acid. So natural food for us. And that vegetarian food that is offered to God in love and devotion, prepared for Him in love and devotion, that is called food in transcendence. Or it is called transcendental food. Or it is called prasad. So, yes, this food plays very important role in our life. If you eat wrong food, mode of ignorance food, your body becomes sick very fast. Mainly cancer and disease it will produce. So this is the food in mode of total goodness. That is prasad. We'll have that in few minutes. Any other question? So mode of goodness food, pure goodness food, that will make our body in mode of goodness, and it will make our body fit, it will make our body beautiful, it will make our body last longer. That is what we are supposed to put in, for this is very dear to us, body is very dear to us, and we should give good fuel, good food to consume. Very important thing. Why we should put garbage into our most dear body? That doesn't make sense. Just for tongue. For tongue we put junk into the body. Nothing else but for the tongue. My tongue wants this food, taste. And you just pig it on it. So this is not good. Any other question? How to find enlightenment in our life? So, I will give you tips. I'll give you very easy way to get enlightened in our life. Very easy. Suppose somebody is enlightened and he can give you enlightenment. Then what can be easy than that? So that is Guru. A Guru who is enlightened by the transcendental love of God. In other words, he is emanating that love of God from his heart, and you can feel it. That here is a person who loves God. And what is the symptoms? There are so many symptoms of person who is loving God. The first and foremost symptoms will be that he loves all human beings, all everything in creation he will love. So if you want to get enlightened, then you should go to the enlightened person and get enlightened by him. Simple. Very simple. But if you find somebody is in dark and not enlightened, and he himself is in the mode of ignorance, and you think that yes, this person is enlightened, then you will get cheated. And that's why you have to go to that enlightened person who is in Guru Parampara, whose Guru was enlightened, and his Guru was enlightened, and his Guru was enlightened, and his Guru all the way up to God. The original Guru is God. Krishna Vande Jagat Guru. So original Guru is gone. Whoever is enlightened by God, and that disciplic succession, disciple and guru succession, that guru you want to go to. Not self-made guru, I am self-made enlightened person and you surrender to me. No. He has to have total knowledge about scriptures, and he should be able to convince others on the absolute philosophy of scriptures. He should know the absolute philosophy about God, and he should be able to convince others about the absolute philosophy of God. That person you go to, and our work becomes easy. Very easy. He will guide us. If somebody is ready to guide us on the path of enlightenment, how nice it is. It is a help. It is eternal help. So we should find that person who is enlightened, who is in disciplic succession, who knows scriptures inside out, who is surrendered to God, who has developed his love for God, and that's why who has developed love for everyone, and who is always in tune with God, who is always serving God. That person we should find, it's easy. And once we find, we surrender to him. What is surrender? My dear sir, please enlighten me. He will say, okay, do this and do this, and don't do this and don't do this. And our work is easy. Very easy. Very easy. And if you are meditating, then meditate on the personal form of God, Krishna, Vishnu, like that. Then you will get enlightened. Because Krishna is light plus much more. That is God who can enlighten you. So very easy. One who wants to get enlightened, very easy. Very easy. Just like this, people who are organizing, they are knowing where we can get enlightenment. Whole big world they can unveil to you. Unveil. Like opening this curtain. And there is God behind the curtain. And whole enlightenment process. Everything is behind the curtain. So these people can pull the curtain, open the curtain, and here you are, right in front of whatever you need for enlightenment. Yes?
What is your opinion about yoga, pranayama, breathing exercises?
What is your opinion about?
Yoga, pranayama.
Yoga, pranayama.
Breathing exercise.
Breathing exercise. Yes, I said that in my lecture, that yoga, pranayama, breathing exercise is to keep your body fit, to make your body fit. But that you have to ask further. I want to make my body fit for what? Sense gratification or for serving God? And if you make body fit to please God, to serve God, then that yoga pranayama has a meaning. Otherwise it has no meaning. Why? Because long life and a strong body, there are so many beasts more stronger than you. And there are so many trees who can live more longer than you. What is the use of living that long life which is not Krishna conscious or God conscious, or which is not linking up with God? What is the meaning of that life? No meaning. So breathing and pranayama meant for making your body fit to serve or link up or to meditate on God, Krishna. That is what it is meant for. Breathing will make you fit. Otherwise it is just a gymnastic. Keeping your body healthy, big muscles, muscle man, and you think you are very strong and you will live 1,000 years? No. 100 years the max, whether you have muscle or you don't have muscle, doesn't make difference. So why work hard just to live 100 years? Just live happy, peaceful, blissful, Krishna conscious, God conscious life in meditating. Without breathing exercise, also you can meditate on God. But it's not bad if you want to exercise and do breathing exercise and do pranayama. It's very good, healthy. But it's not the ultimate goal. Ultimate goal is with healthy body, you're supposed to link up with God. Then your yoga, your pranayama, everything is perfect and has a meaning. Otherwise, you cut it off, the top, just to become healthy. Do pranayama and exercise and yama, niyama, everything, just for body. No. So, thank you very much.
Hare Krishna.